Lark Rise to Candleford by Flora Thompson, read by Olivia Hallinan. The hamlet stood on a gentle rise in the flat, wheat-growing northeast corner of Oxfordshire. We'll call it Lark Rise because of the great number of skylarks which made the surrounding fields their springboard and nested on the bare earth between the rows of green corn. In the 1880s, the hamlet consisted of about 30 cottages and an inn, not built in rows, but dotted down anywhere within a more or less circular group. A deeply rutted cart track surrounded the whole, and separate houses or groups of houses were connected by a network of pathways. Going from one part of the hamlet to another was called going round the rise. The only shop was a small general one kept in the back kitchen of the inn. The church and school were in the mother village, a mile and a half away. A road flattened the circle at one point, and it connected the main Oxford Road with the mother village and a series of other villages beyond. From the hamlet, it led on the one hand to church and school, and on the other to the main road, or the turnpike, as it was still called, and so to the market town where the Saturday shopping was done. It brought little traffic past the hamlet. An occasional farm wagon, piled with sacks or square-cut bundles of hay. A farmer, on horseback, or in his gig. The baker's little old white-tiled van. A string of blanketed hunters with grooms, exercising in the early morning. And a carriage with gentry, outpaying calls in the afternoon. A few of the houses had thatched roofs, whitewashed outer walls and diamond-paned windows.